Hey, it's Bernie Goldbach, underway in Ireland, episode 224. The sound you hear passing by is a Lewis, a light rail service train on the 26th of December, 2019. You might hear two guys shuffling past me, Lewis security. They have Kevlar vests, water bottles, radios, and a taser is attached to them. They're ready for the antisocial behavior that's sometimes along this line in Talla, a suburb of Dublin. I'm not here to talk to you about them. I'm here to talk to you about it was Christmas in Ireland and a little bit about what we did in the way of a Christmas dinner, what we did in the way of Christmas entertainment, and stuff that we discovered in the way of technology and the kids. But first, the dinner. Based on a major operation that my father-in-law had, our Christmas dinner had to be transported about 100 miles from where I made it to where we served it. So we had a 9-kilogram turkey and a 6.5-kilogram ham and roast potatoes and broccoli and carrots and peas and Brussels sprouts with ham and anchovies. That was the major stuff. And I'm sad to say that half of the things we made weren't eaten. That kind of pisses me off. My daughter Mia surprised me. She only ate a half of what I'd made for her, and my nephew Evan barely ate a morsel. Dylan, he had a generous portion. Nice. But half the stuff I made wasn't eaten. Potatoes were a big hit. My secret. I buy rooster potatoes. Ruth bought them. And cut them up into chunks. Try to get them about the same size of chunks. I put them in boiling water. And try not to put them in more than 2 minutes of boiling water. Certainly don't put them in cold water and then boil it. And then bring them out. Take them out after about 2 minutes. I like rooster potatoes because I can tell how they behave. Now, the secret thing is I dress them, a little bit of olive oil, and throw on whatever. My kids like cumin, coriander, black pepper, sea salt. I threw all that on, plus I threw some parsley and oregano, as we say in America, or oregano, as they say in Ireland. And then into the oven after they're wrapped around or pushed around in some goose fat. And then I roast them in a 200 to 220 centigrade oven for, I don't know, 8 or 10 minutes. Depends upon the quality of your oven, what kind of an oven it is, fan or standard oven. But everybody loved the potatoes. Everyone made a comment about that, about Zippo, a comment on the honey glazed ham that we made. It was a good ham, and well basted turkey that we made. We're bringing more than half of the stuff back with us, so 3 kilograms of ham is coming home to Clonmel from Dublin. And I discarded the legs of the turkey, so probably 3 kilograms of the turkey coming home as well. Madness. Madness to waste so much. I pledged, since it took me 2 days to make this meal, looking at planning how to buy the stuff and when to start to cook it, and our oven isn't big enough to cook both the ham and the turkey at the same time, so it just takes time. All the time I spent, hours I'd lost, and then what I was thinking about as I was making it, although I do enjoy the domestic time in a kitchen, what bugs me is the stuff that I like to do towards the end of each year, the Christmas memories I like to see, just enjoy sitting in them, experiencing them in a multi-sensory way. I lost all that, be able to slave into the kitchen. So I figured, okay, now if I had my choice, what would I do? I'd like the kids to see unique Christmas lights in Dublin. I'd like to have someone else service a 5-course meal at a 5-star place. Translated, that means 225 euro a seat to get the same kind of experience that I wanted. So I'm going to save the money to take 9 friends, they are relatives, to a place 2 years from now in Dublin or in a nice area, and we'll have a proper meal where someone else makes it, someone else cleans it up. That's what I'm going to do. Ruth and her family have established the Christmas dinner thing for everybody, but I'd rather be relaxed having made it and knowing we're in a really nice place with photogenic settings and attentive staff. So we'll see. Check back underway.ie in 2 years' time and see what I say in 2021, how the dinner went. Afterwards, interesting stuff about technology. My phone is a Samsung Note 9. I put a Chromecast on the in-laws' television set, and we pushed the Beatles experience to them. So 117 video clips about the Beatles queued up and played for most of the evening as different board games and pub quizzes happened. And I just think it's cool to be able to do that. But I also realized that as I was doing it, I couldn't actually check in with friends on Christmas evening and see what they were doing 8 time zones away. So I relinquished control of my phone to the mother-in-law and her fantasy world of the Beatles. She'd never seen most of the clips. They are resolute in not having broadband at their own house or broadband on their own phones. So it's a big trip, big experience for them to see that. Mia, technology speaking, loves her iPhone 8. I got that for free. And Dylan loves a Nintendo Switch. We paid a couple hundred euro for it and its games. Ruth and I bought each other one half of a Samsung Smart TV a week before Christmas, and we are really enjoying that experience. It's a fun, connected, smart thing. All right, so how have you been? Your Christmas lovely? Would you ever want to spend Christmas in Ireland? If you had come this year, it would have been rainy and overcast, but the lights were lovely. Hey, look, I'll share the picture of the lights outside of our house in County Tipperary, hoping that if you are listening to this during the holiday season of 2019, that you'll check out where I am, Top Gold, on good social networks. I've got an Instagram flow, I have a Twitter flow, and soon I'll have my topgold.ie flow for you to dive into. I need to spend more time with underway.ie. You can reach me, underwayinireland@yahoo.ie. You want to contact me, or use the direct messaging feature of most high quality social media apps. I'm Bernie. I'm in Dublin, soon to go to Tip, County Tipperary, wishing you and yours a lovely holiday season. Bye for now.